We give God the highest praise because this is another great and glorious day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and glad in it. The Lord has done great things whereof we are glad. Welcome to the 12 Days of Encouragement Christmas Countdown. I am Dr. Rufus Elwood Jr., the Religious Affairs Chairperson for the Florida State Conference NAACP. On behalf of our illustrious president, Madam Madora Obiangwaeze, again, we welcome you. We greet you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. This is day four of this countdown, and God has blessed us in the past 3 days, and we expect nothing less of the Lord today. We come to God today looking to him for a word. We need a word from heaven. We want God to order our steps in his word. And there is a vessel today that God will use in the person of the Reverend Marcus Baldwin, who is the esteemed and honorable pastor of the Mount Olive Missionary Baptist Church of the city of Pensacola, Florida, the gateway city to the Sunshine State. It is he who the Lord will use to bless us today. So, Pastor Baldwin, let the Lord use you. Tell the story. Take it away.
Good morning. Thank you, Dr. Woods, for facilitating this meeting. It is truly an honor and a blessing to be a part of this beautiful occasion. As Dr. Woods stated, I am the Reverend Marcus Baldwin. I am an associate minister at the Mount Olive Missionary Baptist Church here in the beautiful city of Pensacola, Florida. I bring you greetings from my local branch of the NAACP, 5124, where Mr. Vin Durant is the president, and I serve as his vice president, and I also serve as the economic development chairman and also the chairman of the religious affairs. So it is my blessing this morning to be a part of this event, and let's not hold you, and let us see what God has in store for his people today. Scripture this morning, my brothers and my sisters, will come from the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verses number 1 and verse number 6. That is Hebrew, the 11th chapter, the first verse, and the 6th verse. As we expound upon these two verses, let us see what God has for his people. And the word of God says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Verse 6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Hallelujah. The word of God to God's people this morning, as we talk about for a few moments on the subject, faith in Christ, faith in Christ. In order to understand what it means to have faith in Jesus, we must first understand the nature of faith itself. Faith contains three elements: knowledge, assent, and trust. Firstly, faith contains the element of knowledge. Faith must have content. There must be something or someone to have faith in. It is popular to say things like "have faith" or "believe," but their sayings are ambiguous and even meaningless until we define in what or whom we have faith. To have faith in Jesus, we must first have some knowledge about who he is. Hallelujah. In order to have faith in Jesus, my brothers and my sisters, we must know that he is the Christ, the promised Messiah, the one who came to earth to save his people. We must believe that Jesus is God's only Son, who took on human flesh, lived in a life of perfect loving obedience to God the Father, willingly sacrificed his life, help me, Holy Ghost, by dying on the cross for his sins. But the good part is that he rose. He rose triumphantly from the grave after 3 days and is now seated in heaven at the right hand of God. And this morning, my brothers and my sisters, I'm so glad about it, because I believe in my Holy Ghost mind that if the woman with the issue of blood was here today, she would tell you that she had to have faith, that if she could just touch the hem of his garment, she knew that she would be whole. I believe in my Holy Ghost mind this morning, my brothers and sisters, that if the three Hebrew boys were here this morning, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they would tell you that they had to have faith when they were thrown into a fiery furnace, and because they would not bow down to a pagan god. They would tell you today that they had to have faith, because when the soldier went and looked into the furnace, he said, "I knew I threw three in there, but look like I see a fourth one in there, and it looks like the Son of Man." So this morning, my brothers and my sisters, all I'm trying to tell you and say with you this morning is that it is important that we have faith each and every day. I realize that sometimes our faith can be challenged. I realize that sometimes our faith can be shaken. I realize also that in this pandemic that we are going through, this year has been a challenging year. But when I look at the big picture, I feel my help coming. When I look at the big picture, I believe God was trying to get our attention to give him more quality time. Because
praise
we, as citizens of America, we have a tendency of going about too fast. So God is trying to get our attention to say, hey, slow down. Give me some attention. So as we come to the close of this year and move forward into a new year, let us all have faith that our Lord and Savior will see us through. Well, I hear some folks ask me, how do I know that he will see me through? Well, I'm glad they asked. You see, I wasn't there when they hung him on the cross, but I got some evidence. I wasn't there when they pierced him in the side, but I have some evidence. And my evidence is that he woke me up this morning. My evidence is that he put food on my table. My evidence is that he started me on my way. Yes, I have faith. So faith in Christ, my brothers and sisters, is important this morning, to allow God to use each and every one of us. So leave with you this morning that you trust in God and allow him to see you through. For the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So I wasn't there, but I got some evidence. The sun shines in the afternoon. That's my evidence. The rain comes down on a cloudy day. That's my evidence. When I wake up every morning and my feet hit the floor, that's my evidence. So have a blessed day. And as I close this morning, I'd like to close with a word of prayer. Let us pray this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we come before you this morning. God, we come thanking you for another day that you have allowed us to see. Father, we give you the praise this morning for every door that you have opened for us. We praise you for every obstacle that we've had to go over, Lord. Now, God, I pray for the state of Florida. I pray for every city, every individual that is on this call this morning. And now, God, I ask in the name of Jesus for a special prayer for an evangelist sister that had a heart attack this morning. God, I ask in the name of Jesus if you will bless her right now, God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Oh, God, have mercy this morning. And, God, we will be careful to give your name the praise, to give you the honor, because we know that you are still in control. And for that, we thank you, we praise you. And this is your service prayer. Amen, amen, amen. Bless you.
Amen. To God be the glory. We want to thank God for the message and for the messenger. Thank you, Reverend Baldwin, for allowing the Lord to use you in such a marvelous way to bless us. Thank you for that inspirational message. Reverend Baldwin, because you shared and blessed us today, there may be some people online who would like to make touch with you. Will you give us your contact information?
Yes, sir. I can be reached at the my local branch of NAACP, 5124, here in Pensacola, Florida, or through Facebook, the NAACP. And my number is 850-529-7934, and I'm always available. Thank you once again, Dr. Woods, for allowing me to be a part of this 12 Days of Encouragement.
Thank you, and God bless you. And we want to thank each and every one of you who tuned in today to be a part of our 12 Days of Encouragement Christmas Countdown. God has truly blessed us. And we want to say, if you're not a member of the NAACP, God knows we need your support. Membership is the lifeblood of the NAACP. I'm sure that all of you know that the struggle continues. We're still fighting for freedom, justice, and equality for all people, and we cannot do it by ourselves. We need you. We know God is with us, but we want you to be with us also. Go to NAACP.org, and it will help you to locate your nearest branch. It's only $30 a year, so please join us. Now, as we close the day, we want to invite you. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time. Our speaker tomorrow will be Reverend Clyde Carter of Dade City, and he will be sharing with us about joy in Christ. God bless you, each and every one of you. Do have a wonderful day.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick defeat out the door.